Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 29th of September. The current French Prime Minister, Le Cornu, set out a series of policy proposals that they would like to implement if they were to stay in power. The budget deficit aspiration is more or less intact at 4.7% of GDP. There will be no cancelling of public holidays and no return of a generic wealth tax. However, there was a reference to tax justice. This is something that is likely to become a global trend. With the great wealth transfer underway and taking place against a backdrop of larger fiscal deficits, governments are unlikely to ignore the issue of wealth. A general wealth tax is, however, normally quite expensive to collect and difficult to assess. Instead, other means of mobilising wealth are likely to be put into place. Spain starts the European inflation process with the release of September preliminary consumer price data. This is expected to show an increase, although it is worth noting that not many economists actually forecast Spanish inflation, and the range of estimates of those that do is quite wide. It's not quite anything goes, but it does mean that it would be unwise to suggest that there is a clear picture of what the market is expecting today. It's not likely to change the ECB's decision-making anyway, making whatever number comes in at an unlikely market mover. US President Trump is to meet with Democrat legislators over the impending US government shutdown. Markets are not too concerned. Not because a shutdown is improbable, some kind of shutdown now does seem quite likely. Rather, markets have become used to these periodic demonstrations of political machismo and tend to regard this as political theatre for an audience that is primarily inside the Washington Beltway. The macroeconomic consequences tend to be reversed quite quickly, always assuming that federal workers' back pay is paid back and jobs are reinstated. There are consequences for those who depend on government services, but the disruption is not likely to be as great as the economic consequences of the DOGE cuts earlier this year. Those were more random in nature and led to services being unavailable for unpredictably long periods of time. We get the Dallas Fed manufacturing sentiment poll today. As ever, the numbers are too partisan to be really useful, but the comment section is worth looking at for entertainment. To actually bother to add a comment to a sentiment survey, one has to be really wound up about things. And so the comments are far more for entertainment value than serving as an actual representation of the economy. Last Friday's personal consumer expenditure deflator data did not show too many surprises in August. The price of watches, furniture and televisions and the like continue to accelerate. These are low-frequency purchases, however, and less visible to US consumers. Of more political note, perhaps, is the fact that some key grocery prices are seeing increases. Grocery prices matter politically, because as a high-frequency purchase, they're very visible to consumers. Beef prices are soaring, and the increase in vegetable prices mean that even vegans are not immune from the inflation pressures. Egg prices have basically stopped falling month on month and remain far above where they were a year ago, and coffee and tea prices are rising at the fastest monthly pace in over a quarter century. However, middle-income consumers do still have the resources to pay these higher prices, even though their sentiment may be adversely affected. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only. and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.